Okay, yesterday we were discussing the machlokes between Rav Elazar and the Chachamim, really a double machlokes regarding building a sukkah on Chol HaMoed, and connected to that, or we started with that, moving from one sukkah to another. Rav Elazar seems to understand that the requirement of a sukkah to take Shiva Yamim means that you have to be in the same sukkah for all 7 days. The sukkah has to be the yeshiva sukkah is a 7 day mitzvah, the same sukkah. And therefore, you can't put up a new sukkah on Chol HaMoed because, by definition, you're not going to be for 7 days. We also connected that to the Gemara and Daf of Gimel. We spoke about a sukkah, a ruuy l'shiva, which seems everybody agrees, but we were mechalek, at least according to the Chachamim, that's talking only about the physical strength of the sukkah. It has to be something that's fit to be able to stand for 7 days. It's not talking about the person's yeshiva b'sukkah. But we also mentioned at the end, I just want to pick up from now, we raised a question about a reverse case. Let's say you have a sukkah, and you're sitting in the sukkah, and then you're going away for the last days, and convenient for you to take the sukkah down now, on Chol HaMoed, before you leave. Now we don't have to worry about it. You get home, you're not going to be sitting in the sukkah anymore. No one in your family is going to be using that sukkah. So can you take it down before? So we saw on the Mem Ches, the Mishnah seems to indicate that on the seventh day of Sukkot, you're not, even if you've had your last meal of Sukkot, you've had one from the Sukkot. The Mishnah says that although you can take some of the kalim out for the purpose of using that evening for Shmini Atzeres, again, you're eating indoors, you're talking about outside of Eretz Yisrael. So, I mean, I'm talking about inside Eretz Yisrael, not outside of Eretz Yisrael, or outside of Eretz Yisrael, for those who don't eat the Sukkot on Shmini Atzeres at night. So you can take some of the good kalim and some of the nice tablecloths or whatever, the nice mats, you can bring them inside, but you shouldn't take down the sukkah. So Rashi, and Rav Mem Ches said that it's because you never know what's going to happen. Could be you still want to take a nap in the sukkah, you're still learning the sukkah, or it could even be that someone will pop by and you want to eat something, so you have to come into the sukkah. But I showed you the Ran, and at the end of the Masechta, commenting on that Gemara, in our edition of my edition of the Ran, it's called Gimel on Aleph, the page of the Ran. But it's towards the very end. It's commenting on that Mishnah and Suga and Daf Mem Ches, where the Ran said for a different reason. The Ran said, seemed to say that perhaps it's related to a din of kavod that it would be disrespectful. That here it is, it's still Sukkot, and the mitzvah of Achila B'Sukkah, Yeshiva B'Sukkah is still in effect. It happens to me, you're not going to be in the Sukkah anymore. But ostensibly, you know, in the world, in the the overall scheme of things, it's still Sukkot. So it'd be a lack of kavod to take the Sukkah down. At that point. And I showed you, print on the back of the sheet, the Pisfei Tshuva on Arachayim. It's not the same, as we mentioned yesterday, it's not the same Pisfei Tshuva on there. A day, another section of Shulchan Aruch, but the Pisfei Tshuva on Arachayim, which in some editions are printed in the back. So he mentions the name of Ayin Dal B'Ikre Dinim, another Sefer from Achronim. He mentions a dispute about it and thought that perhaps it would not be correct. If you look in the last line, Umasik Lesor, which is printed on the back of the page, in the top Reish Lamaches Sivalo, Umasik Lesor, the Ika Bizu Mitzvah Lehastira. It's the Bizu Mitzvah to take it down. So just wanted to show you, Rav Shechter Shlita has a, in his, one of his Svarim called Eretz HaTzvi. So that's Simon Yud Aleph, he has a discussion in the long Ha'ara number one. I'm going to print in the very last part of it because that's the only part that's relevant directly to what we're talking about right now. He says, he's talking about this law. We know that we'll learn more about it the later in the year, but the sukkah is not, you're not permitted to get personal benefit even from the decorations of the sukkah. You keep anything which is called huktzah l'mitzvah, so it's set aside for the purpose of the mitzvah. So that's a category of mutzah, that's a different type of mutzah, that's huktzah l'mitzvah. It's not the type of mukzah we should think about. We speak about mukzah on Shabbos or mukzah on Yom Tov. There's something called huktzah l'mitzvoso. For example, the discussion about Ner Hanukkah being huktzah l'mitzvoso, right? We even say it in the paragraph of Haneros Halalo, if we like the Kevin. Ain't lot of reshus to Ishtamish Bahem, Elirosam Bilvad. That's a whole discussion. What type? You're not allowed to use it at all? What if I want to learn by the light of the Hanukkah candle? Why? The Gemara discusses counting your money, you know, by the light of the Hanukkah candles. Again, the discussion of huktzah l'mitzvoso. Anyway, Rav Shechter is talking about Isha Hanoah, so he says, let's look at it together on that back page. Again, the Eretz HaTzvi, the Sefer, Simon Yud Aleph, Ha'ara 1. With Emesh Bekesha Dibra Hataz Hanal, that's what he's talking about. Ula Efshah Lehosi V'lomai Demayda HaSukkah Asura Ba'anoah Kol Shiva It's not a regular issa hanah with regard to sukkah. Ella ika bitul hasukkah mehechsher mitzvasa. Okay, you're using the sukkah for something else. It's not a matter of issa hanah. Okay, but it's a matter of taking the sukkah away from its intended use. Ula yesh lomar the osur min haTorah listor sukkasa betoch hachag afilu shalom anas lehenos meetzel. Even if you're not planning to use, like it's one thing to say, okay, I'm done with the sukkah, I'm moving the way, I'm going away. So let me tear the rachamim, let me take down my sukkah now, and I'll use the wood or things in the sukkah for other purposes. What he's writing here is, even if that's not your goal, you're not going to use it for anything. You're going to put it in the garage. You're going to put it in your storage shed. You're not going to use it at all. Feel shalom on itself. And he refers to, perhaps that should still be awesome. But it's one thing to say there's an issa hanah, but he's suggesting here that when it comes to the sukkah, it's beside, even if you're not going to get any hanah, you're not using the wood for some other purpose, you're putting it away until next sukkah. Okay, because like an example I gave before, because you're going to be out of town and nobody needs it, it's more convenient for you to take it down today, the Sunday Chalamot, than worry about it when you come back. You're not using it. He said, still that might not be allowed. You're right. So I am Mishnah Sukkah Memchesed Al Sukkah Shivaketza. Gomer Milechol. Lo Yatir Sukkos. What is that? Kerem Amicham Amne Kod Yom Achman Shachag, which we saw. Right? Upir Shrashi Shama, we saw that also. Lo Yatir Sukkos. Kalam Chavos and Lishon Bolshane. Vikle Sudosa. Vikle Sudosa. Ocher Lo Begavro. That's exactly what he said, right? Pashas of Rashi is, don't take it down, because you never know what may happen the rest of the afternoon. Something will come up that you weren't expecting, and you have to go to sukkah, and now, lo and behold, you took it down already, right? That's what Rashi said. Alright? However, Achein, Od Yesh Leforish Bekavonas HaMishnah, okay, he said, perhaps, and that's the run. Okay, maybe you can understand, I think that's the right. You think that's you could say, and he puts in parentheses, Afkulosh and Rashi, Efshar Lidcho Kulafarish, you can even squeeze it into Rashi. The lo yistar sukhasabo shana rabba, you shouldn't take your sukkah down on the shana rabba, meshazo also shemivatlo mitzvoso, because you are now taking it away from its status as an item used for mitzvah. Vafil ba'ofen shemborolo shoyftarach lo leshibo'o. Not Rashi, there's some concern. Let's even know for sure. Nobody knows your home. Nobody's coming over. You're leaving soon. You're loading up your car or whatever. You're pulling out. You're not going to use it. You know for sure. Not Rashi. Rashi seems to be saying just in case. Don't take it down just in case. But what he's saying is, even if there is no just in case, you know positively. It's positive you know something. The me'acha shemitzah sukkah kol shiva. Since the mitzvah sukkah is a 7-day mitzvah, right? The whole 7 days included. Certainly, if you're Israel, you have to eat in there. It's the mitzvah, like I said before, the mitzvah is still in effect. Right? You're mevatel the mitzvah. Over sefer bismichuvel or chayes and tofer or chalchesh, hey, we zema chokes chacham, shenechem buzeb and yeshiva, mutal listo sukkos of echem and chalamoy, leiz and sebe shiye, uvof and sheish le kaim to sukkos, but achar masik les or ayin shom. That's what I knew that, I didn't know that bismichuvel fan for sure, because I saw that in the Rosh Hashanah. He doesn't quote the Ram, but I think the Ram is to support that position. So that's just, and therefore, I think, Lamaisa, it's better not to take the sukkah down. Again, the case I mentioned yesterday, there was a possible sakana, they were afraid about a hurricane, high winds, and the sukkah could cause damage to other people. A different story, but overall, it would seem that some should be avoided. I just want to finish. Yeah.
Can you show us in the Rambam where like the idea of kavod comes out?
Yeah. Again, he doesn't say. I acknowledge he doesn't. He doesn't say it openly. But he doesn't say like Rashi does. Hayatam became the Omar Rachmana Basukas Tesha Shusam Tsarashe Tehelo Sukkah Kol Shiva. You have to have a sukkah for all 7 days. Not out of covet, but it's more like a Rosh Hashanah saying really. It's Mevato Mitzvasa. Right? In other words, the sukkah is supposed to exist for 7 days. Now, he doesn't say like Rashi, well, you might have to eat it later or somebody come by or you want to take a rest or something like that, you're supposed to do a sukkah. By quoting the pasuk, of our saying, that's the deal. You know, you don't accept it, I'm okay with it. But I think that the Ran is saying that. He says, Tzorech shetehelo sukkah kol shiva. You have to have a sukkah that's a 7-day sukkah. Now, that's not to preclude, we don't pass him like a Beleza, it's not to preclude building a chalamoid or moving one sukkah to another.
Right, that's what it sounds like.
What's that?
I mean, it's
right, we don't pass like a Beleza, right, but I'm just saying, this concept, this phrase, okay, again, because that mission is not only in the Beleza, that mission in Dachem Ches, nothing to do with the Beleza and the Chachamim, right, the mission is saying don't take it down. And since we don't pass it, well, that's what other reason is there? So that's what the Shekhtar calls Mevatel Sukkah Mitzvah, because it was 7 days. Yeah.
The Gemara itself kind of makes this point on Chassan and Allah and Bible.
Where? Yeah.
It says, when he asked about the Yotim Mitzvah Sukkah, it's a real low shiny Yom Rokol Yotim Mitzvah Sukkah, beat him on Tzvah Shal Rishon. And Rashi there says,
right.
Or even afraid of Edo Mitzvah, yeah.
Right, on those the previous days.
Right.
Yes, and that's where Beleza takes what you're saying is correct. Beleza takes it to the extreme. Okay, he takes this concept in the other direction too. The Mishnah Memches, and what we're talking about here is at the end of Yom Tov, or towards the end of Yom Tov, not getting down. Okay. Beleza says it goes back to Sukkah, what the Ran is writing. Again, the Ran, that comment to the Ran is not on our Gemara. That comment to the Ran is on the Mishnah Daf Memches, which has nothing to do with Shita Beleza. Right, that has to do with the Mishnah statement. It's a Stam Mishnah. The statement that you don't take down the sukkah on Hashanah Rabbah.
The same idea.
I'm saying it correct. This is that Rabbi Lezer takes it to the next level, and he said it works from the beginning also. And in fact, you are going to take that undone. Yeah, that far we don't go. We don't pass Rabbi Lezer. I think you're 100% correct. Okay, let me just finish up this unit. There is one other possibility, a little difficult, but there's one or two other possibilities to what the Nakuda Samachlokas is here between the Belez and the Chacham about taking the Sukkah down. Okay, we had a number of possibilities, okay, the way the wraps it to Bizu Mitzvah. Again, I refresh your memory that the Meiri, which I printed here in Source 9, mentioned that it's a Bizon. He brings up the Mizayin issue. Not in our question, but in terms of Beleza, right? And as you say, the way Rashi did Bitul Mitzvah, so we can relate it to it, there's no doubt. But, that's an Akuda Samachlokas there. But there was another possibility, which there was a Sefer, Rabbi Yaakov of Karlin, perhaps you've heard of the Mishkan of Yaakov, which is a former famous Jew. The Mishkan of Yaakov was a Talmud of Rabbi Chaim Balazs, one of the earlier Rahonin. The Mishkan of Shaul's Jew is Mishkan of Yaakov, okay? He has a sefer which is, it looks like it says Kilas Yaakov. I think it's pronounced Koheles Yaakov, not to be confused with Kilas Yaakov, the Stipler Gaon. Okay, the Stipler Gaon is the father of Chaim Kanievsky. Everyone here has heard of Chaim Kanievsky, I'm sure, the door at present. As his father, whose name is Yaakov Yisrael Kanievsky, was known as the Stipler Gaon, okay, from the family of Harness Stipler. Anyway, so he's called the Stipler, so he has many, many volumes of Sfarim on different Masechta, several volumes, one collection of essays on pretty much every Masechta and Shas called Kehilos Yaakov. This is not what this is. This is not from this, this is a Koheles Yaakov, and they sometimes pronounce it, but maybe it was also called Kehilos Yaakov, I'm not sure, I think it's Koheles Yaakov, and Sukkah Chob Zayin and Beis. The last time he ties into something else. You know, Rabbi Lezer, let's understand something. Rabbi Lezer, there's another famous opinion of Rabbi Lezer that appears in Masechet Shabbos. In fact, there is a perek, the 18th perek of Shabbos, it's called Perek Rabbi Lezer de Mila. Rabbi Lezer de Mila, have you heard it? Rabbi Lezer de Mila. Rabbi Lezer is of the opinion, we know that a bris mila can be done, not can be, it has to be done even on Shabbos. If Shabbos is the eighth day, and the baby was born through a normal delivery as opposed to a cesarean section, okay, so we do the bris even on Shabbos. Sometimes the baby is born on Shabbos, so the bris, the eighth day, is the following Shabbos. So if it was a normal delivery, and it was not a bris that was postponed, it's the tak of the eighth day, so we will do the bris even on Shabbos. So, well, my shmini yimo basar, also even on Shabbos, we do a bris mila. What about the preparatory stages, other activities? For example, can the moel come to shul and carry the knife he's going to use to the bris? Can he bring that? Let's say there's no Erev. Can he bring that to the shul? Can he bring the baby to the shul? There's no Erev. Okay? Or other types of preparations, water, other things like that. So that's called machshire, like Hashem, it's a machshire mila, are things which are not, are necessary as preparatory stages, but not part of the actual mitzvah. So Rabbi Lezer is of the opinion that if the activity is allowed on Shabbos, so even the machshirim are allowed on Shabbos. We don't pass that out, but even the machshire mila are allowed on Shabbos. That's Rabbi Lezer's opinion. And so there's a perek where he mentions this, that's, I think it's the 18th perek of Shabbos, called perek Rabbi Lezer de mila. I forgot which parak number it is. But anyway, so he writes, so that's the mission of the beginning of that parak in Masechet Shabbos. So the Gemara there discusses various other mitzvahs, and one of them brought up in source 15 is Sukkah. It's on Kuf Lamed Aleph and Aleph. Repeat it again, Kuf Lamed Aleph and Beis. Sukkah v'chol machshireh dochen es haShabbos dir Rabbi Lezer. He says, and since there's a mitzvah to Sukkah on Shabbos, okay, since you're not, you have to sit in the sukkah, you're on Shabbos. No rule, you don't sit in the sukkah on Shabbos. So he says, any preparatory stages, okay, can be done on Shabbos also. Now, there are limitations on that too, but that means you need to be allowed to build or fix or, you know, build up the sukkah on Shabbos, because there's a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah on Shabbos. So the building of the sukkah is perhaps a hechsher mitzvah, right? I mean, you can't have a sukkah unless you build it. So he would say, now there's a big discussion. What if you could have done it before Shabbos? I don't go into all that right now. Okay, but that's the statement of the Mara, sukkah v'chom achshireh adochnes v'shabbos dimer b'lezer. Okay? So what the Mishnah's Yaakov and the Sefer Kohelet's Yaakov suggests, that's a b'lezer, the same b'lezer, the same Tana b'lezer. So he says that's the lesson. It comes out a little bit with Shitosa. Take a look again in the back. Okay? Tanya, Beleza Omer, and where I labeled it Kil Shakel, Kohel Shakel. On Arabic, it's on Arabic or in Shak and then Sukkah, that comes on. You know, also Tanya. You see it in the back page? Tanya, and Beleza Omer, ain't Yotzin, be Sukkah, the Sukkah, bein Osin, Sukkah, Bechol Shalom. The Chacham, Omer Yotzin, the Osin, right? The double machlok. My time is a Belezer, he's quoting the Gemara, Amar Kroh Chagba Sukkah is Tasa for Shiva Shalom, I say Sukkah real Shiva. Rabbanon Hakkam, I say Sukkah Bechag. Okay, so he says like this, he says, Nira, the Belezer of Tamei, the son of Masech HaShabbos, Sukkah V'chol Mashireh HaDoch Nes HaShabbos. Okay, Val Kain, Hainu Shechal Yom Tov Rishon B'Shabbos, Kain Drachi Shabbos, Lo Tzorach Kroh V'hat Echol Shemoy. Okay, he has like this, you don't need a Pasuk to tell me, according to the Chachamim, we darshan from the pasuk Chag Sukkah Tassel. I say Sukkah Bechag. Right, you can even build a sukkah on the holiday itself on Chol HaMoed. Well, Rabbi Lezer, the Shitaso, holds you can even build the sukkah on Shabbos, because he holds sukkah. Let's say the first day of Sukkah is the Shabbos, so you can even build the sukkah on Shabbos. So therefore, you don't need to tell me you can build it. You don't need a pasuk to tell me that we want to build it on Chol HaMoed. So that's why he doesn't learn the pasuk is talking that way. It's a roundabout way. But that the pasuk is not telling him, I say sukkah. There'd be no need for him to have a drasha of I say sukkah b'chad. Okay? So he said, Al-Kain, Ubalavach, the resident of Soma said, not only that, but he says, Ubalavach, the resident of Soma said, so that's one thing he says. In other words, he's just saying why he doesn't accept that drasha. He doesn't need that drasha. Okay, now he must reject that drasha. Because he learns from Chag HaSukkah is Tas Selecha, okay, whatever he learns, right, there has to be a sukkah for all 7 days. What's the matter with the Chachamim's drasha? I'm going to say sukkah b'chag, okay? Rabbi Lezer must reject that drasha. He must. Because he would even allow you to build the sukkah. You don't need a drasha to tell me you can build a sukkah in Chol HaMoed. So he has to reject that drasha. So therefore he goes, you have to have a sukkah that says you can't build in Chol HaMoed. Not because it's also of Chol HaMoed, but because you have to have it for 7 days. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, with the stipend, Mishnah Yaakov is saying, is that in terms of the drasha, and sometimes the Gemara will do that, didn't do that here, but the Gemara will say, well, I have two different chachamim and learn a puzzle. How come he didn't hold like him? My tava, he didn't say like that. See, no, he learns it. My tava, he didn't say. See, here, what I think he's saying is that Rabbi Lezer must reject a drasha that will tell you that you can build the sukkah chamayim. Because if you could, you wouldn't need a drasha. If you could build the sukkah on Chol HaMoed, you wouldn't need a drasha to tell me that, because he says, sukkah b'chol machshireh, right? That's the one Shabbos that I quoted. Dochnes on Shabbos. So therefore, if it's Dochnes Shabbos, I'm not going to do a Chol HaMoed, right? So you don't need a drasha. Like, he must reject that drasha. So therefore, it must be that what? That's not true. You can't build on Chol HaMoed. You wouldn't need a drasha. Therefore, use the drasha for something else. You follow? That's what he suggests. And he mentioned another point. Yeah.
Well,
if it's not able to be sat in now, like if it's possible, okay, let's half blow off or whatever, the walls came down. It depends. According to Elazar, not. That's the point. According to Elazar, would not be. Because again, but not because of the. In terms of Hilchos Yontif, okay, Hilchos Chol HaMoed, it would be mutter. But you wouldn't need a pasuk to tell me that. He's a pasuk, not telling me that. Can't, according to him.
You're saying the reader of Elazar would say, you don't need a pasuk because rebuilding
Chol HaMoed is considered after a mitzvah. No, we're saying like this. What he's saying is this. He's saying the pasuk has to teach us something. It cannot be teaching us that you can build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed, because according to me, you don't need a pasuk. If it were permissible to build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed, yeah, we weren't concerned about this 7-day issue, then you wouldn't need a drasha to tell you that.
So
therefore, he comes out, he says, "Take, you're not allowed to do it," and that's how it works in a pasuk.
And the reason why you wouldn't need a drasha is because things.
Oh, right. And then if you have, yes, that's correct. Correct.
Would he consider that? So is building is rebuilding a sukkah that's not going to last for 7 days still considered after a mitzvah?
For him, no.
Rebbe Elazar would have to say yes, right? Or he would have to say that rebuilding a sukkah not for 7 days is considered after a mitzvah, and that's why you don't need a drasha. But if he holds, isn't that what
you're coming the other direction? We're saying to the fakir. We're saying that because you ostensibly rebuild it. Yeah, okay. You start with saying that building would be a hefshe mitzvah. That's your starting point. Rebuilding a sukkah, even though it's not intact for 7 days, would be a hefshe mitzvah, and therefore would not be necessary for a drasha to tell me that. I know you can do that. But since there's a pasuk, and he doesn't use the pasuk to teach that, okay, he must hold that you can't do a chalamah. Why not? Not because you can't do the act of the hechsher on Chol HaMoed for a different reason, namely that it won't stand for 7 days. You're saying it the other way.
You're just
going the other direction. It comes out the same, right? The starting point is that it should be mutter. You follow?
It should be mutter.
Yes.
But he has a separate reason that has to be right for 7 days to make it usher.
Right.
My question is that I don't see how he can say that, because in order to. The premise of this thing, he would have to think that rebuilding a sukkah would be mutter in the middle of sukkah.
Right.
Even though it would last for 7 days. But the reason why he ends up saying he can't rebuild it is because he says that it's not going to last for 7 days. So like, he can't.
Right. Because one is because he has the pasuk. In other words, he has to do, he darshins from the pasuk. He has different drasha from the pasuk. Okay. In other words, the drasha from the pasuk comes to tell you that taka you can't.
So we're also claiming taka is not a hashem mitzvah.
At the end, yes, according to him, at the end it would not be hashem mitzvah. You start once you have the drasha.
Right.
Once you have to learn the pasuk teaching you something. So once you have the drasha, then it's out of the realm of hashem mitzvah. Come out, it would not be right. But the starting point was it was okay. But the other thing that's also interesting that he's mentioning, and I think this is somewhat problematic, is the last point. For other reasons, he says, you know, Ubalav Hachi, look at the last four lines, even without that whole business. The Rabbi Lezer, the Sov Masach of Sochem, the Rabbi Hol Melechus Chol HaMoed, Chol Shomoed, Lav Daraisa, Moshe Biarki, the Sefer Mishkan, and Yaakov, that's the other Sefer. The low boy, Kroh Lahatir, Lasa Sukkah, Chol Shomoed, Al Kain, Kroh Lahatir, Sukkah, Shiva, Osi, Rabbanan, Pleb, and Tarai, the Dok. He says, the Dok, that's what I mean, the Dayak, the Timsa, he's a kosher kal. Look into it, you'll find it understandable, right? The Dayeg, the Timtzakal. Okay? You look into it, you'll find it understandable. Okay? Sometimes they say the dog can only the diet with him so kosher. You look into it, you'll find it difficult. But anyway, Yaakov writes here a different thing. There is in general a machlokes about melacha and chalamoy. Okay, is melacha and chalamoy also doraisa or also darbana? Again, we know that on Shabbos, of course, it's not on the melacha. On Yontif, it's also on the melacha. Certain things are permitted, cooking things which are called some of the things of preparation for food preparation and so on. Carrying it, stone in this, you're allowed to do those things on Yom Tov. It's not quite the same as Shabbos. Okay? That's because, you know, if you notice, the Torah has a different expression. When it comes to Shabbos, it says, what's the word, lo sasa? Kol melacha. What's the Yom Tov expression? Melecha savoda. Melecha savoda. You look throughout Parshas Emor, and on Pinchas also, when it says melecha savoda. So Ramban, in Parshas Emor, and also in Parshas Bo, says that melacha is a broader term. Melacha includes everything, right? Melacha Savoda is only things which are non-household avodas. In fact, there's one place where the Torah says that Melacha is Aser on Yantif, without using Melacha Savoda, and that is in Parshas Bo, where it's by Torah Pesach. I don't hear Balkar, it says, Kol Melacha Lo Yaseh Bahem, Torah Pesach, you're not allowed to do Melacha. But right away, the Pesach goes on, it says, Ah, Hashem Yochel, Chol Nefesh, Hu L'Vali Yaseh Lachem. So that's Rabban's Raya. Okay, he meant a little bit in bold, but he talks about it in greater detail in Emor. He says, the one time the Torah says Melacha, it specifies right away, but that which is for food, what's called Ochal Nefesh, that is allowed. But most of the rest of the time, it says, Bayantav Melacha Savoda. So that's the famous Ramban, there's a difference to Melacha Savoda on one side and Melacha on the other side. Shabbos is a broader term. Well, where does Chalamoy fit into the mix? Not really clear. Okay, it's Chalamoy, And so we assume, as I mentioned in the past, that Melacha is also Chalamoid. Okay? But there are certain greater leniencies. For example, we had the other day, right? Dabar HaOved, there's a big financial loss, or something which is Tzorach HaMoid, you need Viyantav, not just food, and so on. Or if it's, we distinguished yesterday between a Maisa Hedyot, something the average person can do, as opposed to a Maisa Uman, you need a specialist, a craftsman, you know, an expert to do, the average person can't do it. Okay? And so on. So, Lamaisa, we assume, it's an interesting thing to assume from the Gemara Margotten, that just to let you know, that Melacha is Asar Chalamoy Vido Raisa, but it was left up to the Chachamim to draw the parameters. In other words, the Torah doesn't give you the parameters. There is an Isser Melacha on Chalamoy Vido Raisa, but it was Masrua HaKos of the Chachamim. The Torah authorized the Chachamim to come up with the parameters. Okay, so that's an important point. I mean, as I say, Chalamoy is often misunderstood and mistreated sometimes. But in any event, that's the idea. Melacha is also called. But Rabbi Lezer is of the opinion, in the Gemara Pesachim Daf Mem Vav, that the Kolos Yaakov quotes over here, he says, Melacha and Chalamoy is not Doraisa. Okay, it's not Doraisa at all. Okay? So therefore, that's another reason he suggests why you wouldn't need a pasuk by itself. You know, again, starting before you knew any of this business about 7 days, you wouldn't need a pasuk to tell me that you can build your circle in Chalamoy. Why in the world wouldn't you be able to do it? Right? I mean, what's the problem? Right? What's the problem building a circle in Chalamoy? What's this? Like I mentioned yesterday, something's mutter, unless we have a reason to say that it's also. There's no reason to say that it's also. You don't need a pasuk. Chacham here, have a drasha, I say sukkah b'cha. Really, why would you think that? Well, what is it over? According to Melezer. According to the others, what do you mean? Is it Issa Melacha d'Oraisa? Maybe this is the category of what's forbidden d'Oraisa. If we need a pasuk, tell me no. Building a sukkah is something you can do, right? If you hold the Melacha d'Oraisa is d'Oraisa, so now, okay. So the Torah says, but if it's for the purpose of building a sukkah, then it's okay. But according to Melezer, well, she tosso. And Melezer holds that there's an Isser Melacha on Chalamon only Drabbanan. So with the Raisa, it's permissible. So what do you need a Pasuk to tell me you can build a Sukkah? No kidding. Why wouldn't you be able to? So, right? Low boy, the last two lines, they have a low boy, Krala Hatta Lassa Sukkah B'chol Shamoy. And therefore, the Pasuk must be teaching you something else. Al Kachach, Krala Hatta Sukkah L'Shiv. No, you can't build a Sukkah. it'll come out the same way as we were saying before, the starting point and the concluding point. Right? He said the starting point is that it should be mutter to build a sukkah, chalamoy, because what's the issur? There's no issur malacha. Okay? Comes the pasuk and tells you that, right, altz malacha is no problem. There's a different problem. It has to be royal shiva. Right? And the chacham disagree. And the chacham will hold that really altz malacha would be a problem. Comes along the pasuk and tells you can build it even on chalamoy. Right? Okay, so that's just another type in the machlokes, or another angle in the machlokes of Eleza and the Chachamim. The last thing goes back to Gemara and Daf Yud Aleph and Beis. I thought it was cute, so I'm putting it in. Okay, we mentioned this. We look back in your Gemara. Let's have to work to source 17. You look back in the Gemara. Turn back to Daf Yud Aleph and Beis. We had this earlier. The famous machlokes again, Rabbi Elazar, same Rabbi Elazar, and the Chachamim. I think I mentioned maybe the first or the second day. Why do we sit in the sukkah all together, right? So we had the pasuk. We said you're supposed to keep it in mind, right? Keep a sukkah, so shabbat and shabbat, both here somewhere at the time, right? So perhaps according to the Bach, you might have to have that kavana when you go into the sukkah, irrespective of the sukkah's kavana, because the Torah has the expression laman. Yeah, remember the Bach says that by tzitzis and by tefillin, when the Torah has the expression laman, so it means you have to actually have it in mind. Okay, but what are you supposed to, you know? What does it mean that we sat in the sukkah? So again, at the very bottom of the Aleph and Beis, the Gemara says, the Sanya, 5 lines on the bottom of the Aleph and Beis, the Sanya, Kibos Sukkos, Hoshavtius, Bnei Yisrael, Votzio, Som, etc., right? Anani Kovat, Hoy, the Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar said it's a reference to the Anani Kovat, right? And Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Sukkos, Mamash, Osuwa, right? The mother actually lived in Hux. That's where they lived when they came out of Mitzrayim. Okay, so that's that famous machlokas that everybody knows. So comes along, and that's the last thing I printed in this unit 18, the Panim Yafos, the Halatar. Panim Yafos is a parish of Chumash written by the Pinchas HaLevi Horowitz, the Haflaw. You may have heard, well, what did she want to hear? Kedushin? I thought you were a day. Kedushin. Remember the Machna?
Yeah.
Okay, so the same author. Okay, the Sefer HaMachna and Kedushin, or Sefer HaFlaw is on the Subas. You remember the Rebbeim and the Sam Sofa. The Sefer HaFlaw, really should be called the Sefer HaMikna, but the Yeshivas they called the Machna. There's a pasuk in Navi, Yirmiyahu, who refers to Sefer HaMikna. So Sefer, you know, Sefer HaMikna, it's a little kinyan. He called this book the Sefer HaMikna, but in Yeshivas they called the Matna. So anyway, by the same author, and he has a parish on Chumash called Panim Yafos Al HaTorah. So in the Panim Yafos Al HaTorah 18 in Parshas Emor, on the pasuk Parak Chav Gimel, pasuk Mem Gimel, Kiba Sukkos HaShatu Yisrael, we look at it inside 21. The sukkah is David Aleph. I don't cover her. The Rebbe Elazar keep him a sukkah's mama shalom. Yes, Lomar. The Rebbe Elazar Meshitaso. Rebbe Elazar Meshitaso. Yeah, this is some cute at the end of this unit. The Sfira Leib Besukkah Daf Chav Zayin. Tanya Rebbe Elazar Omer Ein Yotzi Mesukkah LeSukkah. Can't go from one sukkah to sukkah. Why? Behind the Dumya the Adon HaKavo Shesika Kavosh Baruch Alein Adon HaKavo Kol Meshach Yosem Yimidbar. They didn't move from one undercover to a different undercover to another. There was one undercover, so you want to be maskier, you want to remember, you want to recall the undercover. You stay in the same sukkah, right? The same way they stayed under the same undercover. That's the Belezel Shitasa. Okay? Harei Shahai B'sukkah Achaz. They were only in that one sukkah. Rekiva, the Svile Shesukkah is Mamash Asulem. Hanash B'chol Mokom Shinasu B'chonu Asulem Sukkahs. When the Bnei Yisrael and moved from one station to another throughout the Midbar, right? And Parshas Maaseh, 42 stations, right? They went over here, by Yisuma here, they went over there, right? They came from this place, that place, the other place, they're moving around. So each place, they dissembled their huts, and they got to a new place, they reassembled them, right? So if that's what it is, the Sukkah is Mamish, so then when they were in the Midbar, the Lahak Yisrael, Yotzim, Sukkah, Sukkah. Okay? So, That's what he says. Elazar Shitoso, Elazar holds it. It's not that covered. That's why he says you got to stay in the same sukkah for the whole week. And the Chacham and Rekiva, no, just like they moved around, we can move around too. Yeah. Yeah, there's a different word. Right? This is according to the text that we have.
Yeah.
Where's it quoted?
It's not Gosion. I have it on that page.
On that page? I don't have it. I don't have it. There was another gears. Right. This only works according to
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, okay, thank you. I don't have that in my Gemara either. And I'm sure the Panim Yafos did not have that. This is known, you know, as Rebbe Elazar is going to hold on that cover. there is a different sheet. I think it's based on the Medrash, so I have a different presentation. I mean, I've seen it before, I just don't know what's here. Okay. Anyway, one other interesting thing that he asked in the very end, this will segue right into the next topic to finish up today, right, this is the last unit here. Ella, the Matsinu Banana Kobo, Shahochu and Chlochen, Kishames Aaron. When Aaron HaKohen, the Medrash tells us that the three precious gifts that we had that protected us in the Midbar were the merit of Moshe and Aaron and Miriam, right? And Miriam's merit was what? I don't know. The bear, the water supply. And Moshe's merit was the mon, the food supply. And Aaron's merit was the physical protection, you know, from the elements of the Aaron HaKohen. So when Aaron HaKohen died, described in Parshas Chukas, when Aaron died, so it doesn't say exactly in the Chumash, but Chazal learned out that Aaron HaKohen temporarily went away, right? And then they returned afterwards. So the Panim Yafas sort of asked against himself, well, wait a minute, they weren't under the same roof, so to speak, the entire stay in the Midbar, right? Even according to Belezer, they were not under the same roof. According to Bekiva, they were Zichron on the same roof. Every time they moved from one station to another, they dismantled and reassembled their huts, but in a different location, but here they were under the same roof, but it wasn't really. But he says, Ella the Matsina Barana Kovish Alpha and Kushmay's arm, the Chazushul Moshe, they came back to Gemar and Tanis of Tez, the Kalmokom, O son Anon and Shahochu Chazulan, behind the Domashom, the Shovin Shim Naflo Chazur Bonoson. It was the exact same clouds that came back. You see, when you had a hut, I'm not even sure truthfully if they brought all their equipment, all their raw material with them. You know, in the desert, you have sometimes the palm trees, because presumably, when they came to a different place, they used new stuff, but the Anana Kavod were the same Anana that came back. So that's why Rabbi Eliezer himself agrees that if it's the same, right, if the sukkah fell down, now you're just rebuilding the same sukkah, so then Rabbi Eliezer says that's okay to do a chalamai. So it works out, everyone, you know, everything works out nicely. So that segue, okay, again, I put that pun in the office and just got to lose a cute explanation, and let's move on from there. So, the Gemara indeed says, like the Panagopas just said, and it's more than cute, I don't want to belittle it by saying it's cute, it's just an interesting approach. So, the Gemara had said, the Shavah, everybody agrees, if the word Shavah equal, right? Everyone agrees that if the Sukkah fell down, Chalamoid, that you don't have to, then even Rabbi Eliezer says you can put that up. Okay? You can put that up. So, again, Rabbi Eliezer says you can't put up a sukkah on Chalamoid. It means you can't put up a brand new sukkah that wasn't used. But if it's the same sukkah, just putting it back up, okay, that's okay. Sukkah fell down. Okay, let's read it in the Gemara. I mean, it's one line. I don't know if you see it. Back in our daf, right, it says, B'shavin, I'll find it in the middle of the page. Okay, maybe one third down. I'm sorry, about 10 lines down. Right? The shoving, she nafla, she chozer bon osa, b'chol shamor. Okay. And the Gemara says, cheated. So Mao is saying, well, have chrisi, yeah, maybe it's different, and therefore Rabbi Eliezer would pass up because they ain't all shiva. Come on, shalom, it's okay. Right? So that's the, that's what comes out. Now, if you look in Rashi says, let's look at Rashi, Pshita, second of the Wat of the thin lines, Pshita, Da Sukkah Shivi, right? Obviously, we have the same Sukkah seven. No, Ma'al, the same Ayachrisu, Ve'lo Shiva, Kamashwan. Ho, Yoshua, Yomta, Vizula Hashim. You're just making it, you already sat in this when Yomta started. Now the Sukkah came down, so now you just want to fill in. So, Sukkah Shiva, Krinabe, Shetashlumen, Lorishamay. That's called the 7 day Sukkah, because just to replace the one that you had. What then does the Belezer Asar Chalamoid? We didn't have any sukkah the first days. And now suddenly you're putting up a new sukkah, not replacing an already existing sukkah that existed before. What the Belezer Asar Chalamoid is what? Putting up a new sukkah. Again, I was away the first days, right? By somebody else. That, so you guys, you're not allowed to do that because it means you're going to have to put up a new sukkah. You can't do that. But when I sat in the sukkah the first 3 days, now a wind came and it blew down. And now put up a new sukkah, that's not a new sukkah, that's a replacement sukkah. Okay, it's a replacement sukkah. Sometimes you get a replacement car for a little while. Right? An accident, and the insurance company gives you a replacement car. Yeah.
On the other side as well, right?
Right. That'll be a replacement, correct. Now, what's interesting is Tosfos puts in a caveat. Let's take a look at the top Tosfos, comes on the page. Mao the same that came in the Nafalach, we see, Yesh Svarim, Shekosibu, and Kamash Malon, Kevon, Dibididah, it should say Dibididah, it's also in Kevon, the word Sukkah is a feminine word, right? Sukkah. So, Kevon, Dibididah, Kaavid, Ihihi, Mashmal, Fishabona, Osa, Osa, Nathan. But Kamash Malon, Kevon, Dibididah, Kaavid, since you're building it with the same material, the same one, consider the same sukkah. Mashna, lefisha bona osa baosa eitzim. What is Tosfos saying? When is it Beleza Modi can build the new build sukkah to collapse? Only what? Using the same material. It fell down, now you put it back up. But, according to what Tosfos says, according to this girsa, okay, if the sukkah blew down, and you decided, you know what, the sukkah blew down, I forgot we have more people coming. Let me put up a different, I'll build a different one. Would that work?
No.
According to Rashi, would it work?
Yeah.
Possibly, because it's still a replacement. Right? So let's move to the Rashash. Okay. The Rashash. I'm back. My edition of this page, Yud Ches. The Rashash is printed after the Maharshul. I guess the main edition is the Oats and the Farshim. I have to find things here that I mentioned in the past. But the Dibra Masko is Dibra, that's on Rashi. You don't have it?
Yud Gimel, bottom left.
In my edition, we have the other edition, Yud Ches, middle. Okay, where it says Chidushin. The middle column of what is your thing called? What is it called on top? Galakut, Mefarshim, Chodesh, on the side of Sukkah. So there's page Yud Gimel, bottom right, is it?
About left.
Okay, and the other one, it says Otsum Mefarshim on the top. We have that edition. It's the middle of the middle column, Chidushin, somewhat a little more than halfway down Rashi. So Vizula Hashim Shashon Shonim, Mashma, Afilu Bina'a B'mokom Acher Uve Eitzim Acher. Rashi implies, as long as it's a replacement, it's a replacement for a sukkah that was already in existence when Yom Tov started, when sukkah started. So as long as it's a replacement, even if you built it not in the same location, decide, you know what, let me move it over here, it'll be easier. Okay? And you're not using the same raw material, the same wood. According to Rashi, that would seem to work. And he writes in parentheses here, udalo ketosis. Okay? And not like ketosis. Okay, so the Rashash at least learns, and I think that's the Poshim Shah Rashi, is that Rashi is not insisting that it's got to be the same wood or the same point. Tosfos says like that. Tosfos quotes that opinion. Rashi doesn't seem to hold it. That's what I want to point out from that Rashash. And then he says, his suggestion, he says, V'atam nearly, Shu'al derek sh'omru b'rosh shana hammer bays, sal kadai techem nehol mikot kamakasi kamad arvalov gimel reish. Want to understand, so you have gimel reish also there? You have a Gimel Reish at the end of that? So Gimel Regalim, Shalosh Regalim. Kiva'ayim Asher Katat Yisham B'siyat HaDishmai. Now, I looked up the Rashash there, it's not really our topic, but the issue there is, without, again, the great details now, if somebody takes a neder to bring a carbon, okay, voluntary carbon, a neder, he sets aside an animal, till when he's got to bring in the animal, when he's got to bring the carbon, next day, the next week, how long is the time limit? So, according, there are a few different opinions in the Gemara, in the beginning of Masechet Rosh Hashanah. One opinion is that you have three regalim. You have a basic, well, I shouldn't say here, because it depends when you took the nether, right? But if you took the nether, let's say, right after, it depends when you took the nether, right? Some say, by the way, the Shalosh Regalim don't have to pass in order. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. So, if you took the nether, Mamash, right after Sukkot, and right after Pesach, and you have a long time, right? Whatever. So the discussion over there. The point is, the discussion that the Rashash is referring to is what happens if you had the animal and two regalim went. Otherwise, you violate this are called bal ta'acher. Okay? It says, lo sa'achel sham. We had a couple weeks ago in Parshas Kiseite. So you violate this are called bal ta'acher if you delay too long. Okay? You know, again, my folks, I'm saying one regal, different opinions in the Gemara. It's not so important for us now. But the point is, that the what happened in the following situation? Two regalim passed since you made this neder, and then the animal develops a mum, which disqualifies it from being brought to the carpets. Now I get a replacement animal. So does the clock start ticking again? I have three more regalim. Well, no, I have only one because I have one regal left. With a din, it's going to suffer. That's the Gemara that he's talking about. So the Gemara has a statement that since it was since this new animal was simply a replacement for the other animal, so then I would think, now for the brush, it's not true, but I would think that it just, you have to pick up where you left off. And no, the clock doesn't start over again. Okay, the two are going by, I got one left. Anyway, so that's what the Rashash brings up. He just says we have that concept. When something comes as a replacement for something else, it takes over the status of the something else. So he says that's a Rashash. It doesn't matter if here, and his point is, I think, here was a totally different animal. The other animal developed a mole. So now it's not that this animal somehow replaced it, it's a different animal, right? A whole new animal. So here, I think it's a Rashash's point. Here too, it's a whole new circuit. It doesn't have to be made with the same wood, with the same desk. No. It's a replacement. It's a replacement. It has a din of whatever was true about the first one. So that's anyway. It seems we have a Chokmas Rashi and Tosfos. I printed on the page the Ran. Okay, the Ran is again in my edition. Your Beis and Beis. Wherever you have the Ran on our mission, on our sugya, on Chosayim and Beis. Okay, we looked at the, it's not the Ran we looked at before. Sorry. Okay. But even if you don't see it, again, I want you, what page are you?
I think it's
Lamed Dalet. Okay, so it's on, the, on this mission, Mark Chosan, it's Lamed Dalet. My edition is Yud Beis and Beis. It says, V'shoven, it's a Dira Master, right? The third Dira Master after the Gemara start. V'shoven, Shimnofa, Chosu, Bona, Osu, Chosu, Bona, Afilu, Hachi, Sover, Belezer, the Kevon, the Me, Osun, Eitzim, Atzim, Chosu, Bona, Osu, He, Gufa, Chashvin, Alei, right? So the Ran is also learning like Tosas. He's saying, since you're replacing it with the very same, you're just fixing the same wood, you're fixing the same sock, you put up the same sook over again, okay, then that's considered an extension of the other ones. That's how the Ran says as well. I'd like to look down source 22, the Chedusha Haritva, here in Sukkah Chavzan and Beis, printed in source 22. Okay? And there are two things that emerge. One thing that emerges, again, he also agrees, like the Ran and Tosas. Rashi, something about Rashash and Rashi, and I think simply the Rashi seems to have a minority view. Okay, so Tosfos already says otherwise, the Ran says otherwise, now we'll see the Ritva also says otherwise, but I want to bring something else out from this Ritva. Let's look at it together. 22, Chedusha Ritva, Sukkah Chavzana Beit. V'shoven, Shimofa, Chosu, Omosah. Girsas, Mitzas, Asvarim. There is a text in some of the editions. Maud is a different thing, something new here. Mao the same anigzor dilma osi lemebed sukkaruwa mekara kamash malon. He had a different text, or he said that existed on earth a different text in this Gemara. Okay? That I might have thought that no. What is the chiddush of our Gemara? The Gemara says it fell down. If it fell down, you're allowed to rebuild it. Right? Even according to Melechim. Now let's take this to its logical conclusion in a second. If we would say no, you can't rebuild it. Sorry. Okay, what are we basically telling this guy? He can't pull him into the soup for the rest of the week. Now, we could say, and a chalam means onus rachmon apatre, and done. Could be. There was a girsa that when the Gemara says the shaman that even if Elez agrees that you're allowed to rebuild the sukkah on chalamoy. That's why not? Mao the same might have thought nigzer dilma osilam ebed sukkah ru'u'a. What does ru'u'a mean?
Unstable,
flimsy. I might have thought no, because you know what? It's going to discourage people. I might have made it zero. Okay, if everybody knows you're allowed to fix the sukkah chalamoy, so people may be sloppy and put up a flimsy sukkah. So I'll fix it a chalamoy. You know what it reminds, reminiscent of? Okay, I don't know if there's a whole shadow right now, but the issue of not shaving on Chalamoy. Why shouldn't you shave on Chalamoy? Because unlike those of us today we don't have a beard, so we shave every day. That's the practice nowadays. We shave almost pretty much every day. So, the Chacham were afraid, the original Gzera against shaving on Chalamoy, the Marmoy Cotton, the original Gzera against shaving on Chalamoy was such that The Chachamim wanted that people should shave and look like a mensch when Yantah started. And they were afraid that people would say, you know, Erev Yantah is very busy, it's hectic, I'm not going to shave today, I'll shave on Chalamayim. To prevent people from saying that, what did the Chachamim say? A lot of shame on Chalamayim. And everyone had to shave before Yantah became Yantah. Okay, now what is different today, there's a whole discussion that I don't go to right now. Okay, but that's what the, it's similar to Svara over here, according to this Girsus Mixus Asor. That some version, some edition of the text had, a matter of thought, you know, the guy's very busy at Erev Sukkah. So I'll put a chop plop, you know, half a sukkah and hope it doesn't collapse on the first day. Then a chalamoy, you know, I'll come, I'll take it down, I'll fix it up. I play free time a chalamoy. Okay, for one day, remember, that's all, just one day. For the first day, it'll stay up. But it's flimsy, right? It's a sukkah re'uo. Okay, it's very flimsy right now. But it's okay, I'll fix it later. That's why I might have thought, well, no, you're not allowed to do a chalamoy. Come on, Shalom, it's allowed. Velo nirin, okay? I don't think that gears is correct, says the Ritva. I don't think that gears is correct. The hechi efsher, the mechayev, the sukkah d'oraisa, okay? The nigzer bay de lo leva, the shumzeres ru'ua, the osin lebed sukkah ru'ua? You're telling me, think of the application here. Think of the ramification of such a zera. We're going to tell a person, you are not allowed, we're not going to let anybody fix a broken sukkah, rebuild a sukkah on Chol HaMoed, because we're afraid that maybe someone will be sloppy and put up a flimsy sukkah to start with, thinking he can fix it on Chol HaMoed. I mean, because of such a gzera, we're going to tell a person whose sukkah fell down, he can't be yotzei in the midst of sukkah? That, he says, is a little difficult. We do all find it difficult. He said, to say that if we, again, after the Mechayel and the Sukkah Doraisa, and the Sukkah is a Mitzvah Doraisa. This guy is a Mitzvah Doraisa that's in the Sukkah. He's ready to rebuild it. But the Chacham said, no, we're not going to let you rebuild it now because we're afraid that next time somebody else is going to put up a flimsy Sukkah to begin with and rely on fixing it. So now you're going to deprive this guy? The Ritva feels that that's a stretch. Dafilu Temo Shekach Mitzvasa Rezashola Sosa Ru'a Elisei Kaimus Shiva. He says that even if you want to insist that according to Belezer, well, maybe the whole thing, a sukkah ru'ah is no good. That exactly, the mitzvah is to build a strong sukkah the last 7 days. But la milsa de shchichahi, the levin ru'ah kule hai, the lo chazel shiv. What kind of a schlock this guy is? I don't mean the schlock you put on top of the sukkah. I mean, the guy's a schlep, right? What kind of schlep? We're so worried that so many people are going to be such a schlep, they're going to put up a flimsy sukkah. It's a milsud al shchicha. What does milsud al shchicha mean? Uncommon. They don't have to make a gzera somebody. No, one strange person would not make a gzera. But a gzera has got to be something that's really likely, is somewhat likely to happen. The Ritva writes that it's a milsul shchicha. We have to worry that someone's going to go ahead deliberately put up a flimsy sukkah because you know he's going to fix a chalamai. Says the Ritva, it's milsul la milsul shchicha de levin ru'ua kule hai. And such a flimsy sukkah can't stand up for 7 days. We're not talking someone's got to now withstand stand up for 5 years. Just 7 days. We're so worried that a guy's going to put up such a sukkah ru'ua, such an unstable sukkah, wouldn't last for 7 days. We don't have to worry about that. No, I don't think so. Okay? So, that is point one of the Ritva. So the Ritva rejects this Girsa. He doesn't think this Girsa is correct. There was no such Havamina. The Asi was building a Sukkah on Chol HaMoed on the concern that maybe he doesn't think that maybe he'll intentionally put up some flimsy. He said that's a Milsa Dol Shkicha. Then the second part, he writes, it was Sifrei Dukani, the moment Duyuk. In the more precise text, over Nuscha the Rabbanan Kshishi, the Nuscha, the version that the elder Rabbanan had, which is our version, Zal, Hachi Garcina, Mao, the same with the Umbrella, Zaino, Sukkah, Machalashmon, Hachrisi, Kamashmon, it's not exactly what we have either, but it's more in tune than we have, okay? It's pretty much the same, but slight difference words here and there. But I might have thought that Nebuchadnezzar says you can't make a Sukkah, and this is in fact a different Sukkah, Kamashmon. Since it was built with the same raw material, with its own material, the same one, and there's no problem here of ein osin sukkah shechol hamoed. Okay? But again, so again, this part of it was just echoing what? Tosin the Ram, right? This part of Sukkah is just the same. This part of the report is just echoing Tosin the Ram. Ushma mino the dafka and the other the aruba and also eats in ma'atzma. As long as you rebuild most of the same wood, but the report is a little door open. You want to fix something or improve something. It's basically the same Sukkah. You want to put another bolt over here. You want to put something else to hold it down. That's okay too. Okay. At the end, the report says miu lo nafka and midi mino the whole less nafka what is anyway. The Osin Sukkah Cholchon, he reminds us, hopefully it doesn't matter, la halacha, because we don't pass the Rosh anyway. You can build a brand new Sukkah Cholchon, with brand new wood, brand new everything. Okay, that's how we pass it. Okay, but in terms of Shita Valeza, that's how he learned. I do want to mention that the ritual, okay, so really 2 points in the ritual. The second point in the ritual is just, as I say, same as Tosin the Ram, except the ritual leaves open that it doesn't have to be the exact same Sukkah. You could fix a little bit here, as long as mostly it's the same one. Which we said against Rashi. Rashi doesn't seem to require that at all. This is the way Rosh Hashanah and Rashi. Good. The first part of it was interesting. Because, the truth be told, by bringing up this Milsav Shlicha thing, what does that imply? That implies, the implication of the first part of it was the reason we don't make it there, that you can't fix your Sukkah on Chalamayim, because it's Xera after you may put up a flimsy Sukkah to begin with. And rely on fixing a chalamoy, how I do that. So the Ritva said, that's a no so shita, no one's going to do that. That's not a far fetched, chashash. It's a far fetched concern. It's not a concern. The implication of that is, let's say it would not be a far fetched concern. Then it looks like the Ritva would agree that then maybe they would make such a gzera. And the implication, as I said, of that gzera is, that we'd be telling a guy that he can't do the mitzvah, or he can't sit in the sukkah, okay? It can't be the kindness of the rice. That's interesting, no? I mean, so what's the answer to that? You understand what's bothering me? The Ritva, by bringing up the issue of milsa no shkicha, the implication is a milsa the yes shkicha, okay? But the Ritva says it's a far fetched concern, nobody's gonna do that. But let's imagine, well, no, people will do that. And nowadays, people are very busy, right? They gotta go to work and everything like that. So they're gonna put up a schleppy looking sukkah for a day and they'll fix the rest of Halloween. Let's say so the Ritva seems to imply that in such a case, they would have made such a scenario.
Unless he said,
under
the rest of the love, you have to have a sukkah that's really the show.
Right, which he said, that according to Beleza, you said that. But, so then you wouldn't be yotze anyways, which is possible, okay? Especially what we said about Chav Gimel, okay? But there's something else also. The fact is that even if that were not a concern, the fact is that sometimes we find that the Chachamim went ahead and basically told you not to do a mitzvah d'oraisa because they had a concern. What's the most prominent example of that? The case where the Chachamim came and they said, even though there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to do X, but we're telling you not to do it because of Xavier. So the reason you're not familiar with it, perhaps, because it hasn't happened in quite a number of years, and it still won't happen for quite a number of years. But what happens when Shal lands on Shabbos?
Yeah,
it's the same year, obviously, because Sukkah is the 15th of the month, which was the first, exactly 2 weeks. What's the dinner on Shal and Shacholos for Shabbos? We don't pull a shofar. Right? We don't pull a shofar. Or Sukkah, Shacholos for Shabbos. Again, it hasn't happened in quite a number of years, and it's not going to happen for another quite a number of years. I think there's almost like a 20-year, whatever the reason, gap, or maybe not 20, but a bunch of years. Okay, anyway, but be that as it may, what do you mean the Chacham said, so why can't you blow shofar if Rosh Hashanah lands on Shabbos? What's the problem? The Torah makes no such distinction, the way we learn. Full disclosure, the Yerushalmi, in the sense of Rosh Hashanah, the fourth parak, learns it after Pesukim, but that's not the way the Babli concludes. The Babli and Rosh Hashanah, Chav Tezman Al, you look it up, being the fourth paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Tov Shal Shana Chodesh B'Shabbos, we don't put in the Mikdash, whatever else they wouldn't, and the Gemara concludes at the bottom of the page, you know why? Because we're afraid, basically, that someone's going to carry the shofar. Right? When there's no Erev. They carry the shofar, you carry the loaves of the shofar. They're afraid, they get mixed up. If you get to the Shabbos, you know, Yom Tov Shabbos, they get mixed up. I remember a couple of years ago, it was like this. Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, right? This year, everything. So I remember I was walking the shul, and I didn't think I was walking the shul, and it was Shabbos. So I was Chalamoy. It was 2 days on the Thursday and Friday, and then it was Shabbos. And I saw somebody come out with his lulav. He was carrying a lulav. And I reminded him, Shabbos, just you know, get mixed up. Right? You forgot that the Shabbos, it's easy to forget that the Shabbos. So that's so basically we have a principle that Yesh Koach, we have Chachamim. The Chachamim have the authority, even lock or dover in the Torah, even to uproot some of the Torah by telling you don't do something. They can't, the way we assume, they can't tell you go do this. Okay, the Chachamim can't say that something to us, so we'll tell you it's mutter. Sometimes it's a harasha, but other than that special, you need to, the Chacham can't come and say, this is a no longer applies. But they can tell you, Yesh Kar, we have Chacham, Lach, or Dog, and the Torah, B'Shev Al Taisa, because they don't do it. Because what's the difference between an Isser, between a Lo Saseh and an Asay? A Lo Saseh, if I violate it, so I've actively violated something says in the Torah. But if I don't do an Asay, did I actively violate anything? I was passive. So I put on tefillin. So I sat there all day and didn't put on tefillin. It's not good, but it wasn't mekayem mitzvah, right? But I didn't actively violate something in the Torah. So if I don't blow shofar on Hashanah, I didn't actively violate. I was passive. I didn't blow shofar. I didn't do anything. I didn't do an action. I was passive, right? So yesh koach we have chachamim lakar dovin haTorah b'shev al taisa. Chachamim have that authority. Okay. Matter of fact, there's an interesting thing. There is a statement the Torah says. Had a couple of weeks on Parsha Shoftim. Remember that? We're not allowed to veer from the path that the Chacham has set forth, either right or left. Okay? Now that's a big question. Chazal of a drosha, even if they tell you right is left, and left is right. Right? They tell you this is black, and that's white. And that's not. So that's a question, how far we take that. That's not for our discussion today. But the, I think of a Chalavasman suggests, what does it mean if they tell you right is left, and left is right? They tell you something which you look at the Torah seems to say not that way. The Torah seems to say you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't say only on the weekdays. Torah says Yom Tovil Lachem on Rosh Hashanah, you blow shofar. Torah says Lukachtam Lachem on Rosh Hashanah, take the wilderness to the first day. It doesn't say only if it's a weekday and not if it's Shabbos. And the Chacham would tell me, no, you're not going to do it. That's left and right. Right is left. They're saying against that they have that authority. Anyway, perhaps the same idea over here. Okay, perhaps the same idea over here. They're going to tell this guy. Listen, we're going to make Xerah. We consider this, again, the Ritva says the Milsal Shicha. But if the Chacham would consider this a Milsal Yes Shicha, they'd make such, perhaps they'd make such Xerah. The guy won't be Makai and Mitzvah Sukkah. Okay, same way, we're not Makai and Mitzvah Shofar. Rosh Hashanah ends with Shabbos. Luckily, we have a second day of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, but you know, in the olden times, perhaps, that Shofar at all. Right? Anyway, so that's possibly. I saw one of the Achronim, I found that a problem. One of the Achronim says that the whole thing's not a problem anyway, because the guy, and he'll tell me what the problem here is, requires further thought. But why not just say, anyway, by telling this person you can't build a new sukkah, okay, you're not telling him you can't give a kind of mitzvah sukkah, because you can always what? Go to someone else's sukkah. That's what this person says. The whole kashya, it's not telling him, the whole revolt's concerned, not really concerned. I forgot who said this, it's the one that one. The revolt's concerned, you're not telling him. Forget about Yesh Koach B'Yachon Olai. They're not being oak or anything. It's a good son also sukkah. Why does that answer work? Because the Rebbe said you can't. The Rebbe said you can't go for it. You know, it doesn't help me to go to another sukkah, but it's got to be in the same sukkah. So I wasn't sure how that worked. Okay. Anyway, I just want to finish up now. The Gilyonei Hashas. Now, I don't want to confuse that with what's called the Gilyon Hashas. Gilyon Hashas is printed on many editions of the regular shas, and take a look. There doesn't happen to be one on Chav Zayim or Beit, but on Chav Ches and Aleph you have one on the right side of the page. See Gilyon Hashas? So just look at it. It's printed in the margin. You have your editions too. In the margin, right? The Gilyon Hashas. Remember who wrote that? Correct. And the Kiva Eger. And he didn't write it as a comment. This was written in the margin. He had handwritten in the margin of his shas. Gilyon, his writings on his shots, he wrote down, I am over here, look over there, there's another Gemara, you know, so it's a kasha. Short, that's why it's very brief. What does he say over here, Gilyon Shas? I am Sochem, I'm Gilyon Alvin Tosos. You know, he was writing this for himself, but they printed it. So, after Rekivy Eger lived in the 1800s, after Rekivy Eger, in the late 1800s, early 1900s, there was a great Talmud Chacham named Rabbi Yosef Engel. Okay, but Yosef Engel wrote also quite a number of songs, one of his geniuses in Bikias, and they know everything off the top of his head. So he wrote something, and they printed it. They didn't want to call it Gilyon Hashas because it's Rekivy Eger. So it was called Gilyonei Hashas. It's not printed on the page in the Gemara. It was never entered into the Gemara. It's printed as a separate Eger. He also has tremendous machias. So if you take a look, I printed it. Not that it helps to print it because everything's telling you, oh, I am. Oh, look here, look there, look the other place. Okay, a little bit. He said, right, what did we say in our Gemara? We said, I might have thought that if you put up a replacement sukkah, okay, that's considered achrisi, that's considered another sukkah. So the Kamash on, it's not, right? Kamash on, it's the same thing. And we had a machok and shon, but it has to talk to be with the same wood, the same material, well, that, yeah, no good. All right? So he says, near Be'enai, he tells you to look at Tosis here by us, which we did. He tells you to look in Baba Basra, and in Sota, and in the Dorim, and in a whole bunch of other places, okay, in various tshuvas. So yeah, again, that's his Bekias. You know, he thought it was, what's he getting at? So there are other areas of Halacha where one's entitled to wonder about this idea of the replacement. The Rashash, we saw it said in the Sukkah in Rosh Hashanah, you see that it was, you know, the animal was a replacement for the first animal. What about a house that falls down and is rebuilt? Is that considered the same house or not the same house? So one of the places he quotes, which I printed on the page, is based on a Pasuk in Parshat Shoftim, Perek Chof of Dvarim Pasuk Hei. But we know that certain people were dismissed from the obligation to participate in a war, right, by the Kohen, or they made the announcement, you can go back, right? So the Dibra Shochu Alam Lemor, it wasn't the Kohen, I'm sure Muhammad said this speech, but the Shochu, the officer, said, right? That someone just built a brand new house, so he's potter from going out, the Orch HaLachamah does not have to go out to fight in that war. Same thing, somebody just took a wife, someone just in the field, and so on. Alright, so the Mishnah, Masechet Sota, Mem Gimel Aleph, 25. These are people who do not go back. Okay? Habona Beishar, Achsadim Repesim. He didn't build the whole house. He built a new entryway, a new porch, or something like that, you know, a new anteroom. That doesn't count. Or Hanotea Arbai Ilanimachu, he planted a few trees and so on. Okay, the case in the Torah is he planted a whole vineyard. It's kind of planted a few trees. Or if the woman you married, you weren't allowed to marry to begin with. Okay, Almano Kohen Godol, Grusha Lakulutsu Kohen Hedger, Amzeus and Asim Yisrael. Okay, these are people you're not allowed to marry. Kohen Godol, not allowed to marry a widow. A regular Kohen can marry a widow, but he can't marry a divorcee. Grusha or Chalutza, someone had Chalitza. Right? A regular Yisrael can marry a widow and can marry a grusha and can marry a chalutza, but can't marry a mamzeres. Right? A mamzeres is the product of a forbidden relationship, that a capital offense. Okay, so let's say incest or adultery. So there's have a baby, we call out of wedlock. Right, that's called a mamzeres. And the nesina, I don't know the nesina more. There's only that relation kedusha. The end of the fourth paragraph. The nesina is somebody from who came from a certain tribe. Remember the days of Yeshua, the Givonim, who were really going, they converted, they tricked Yeshua, accepting them. So they're called the Nesina point. Bas Yisrael and Mamz Nesina, the other direction, Lo HaYachozim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Av HaBone Bayez Al Mechono Lo HaYachozim. Yehuda says, even somebody who built a house, as fixed up his old house, basically rebuilt his old house. That's what Rashi says in Sultan of Yom Ha'al. Sosro Ubono B'mida Rishono. He took down his first house, put it back up, fixed it up, and put up a new house. Eino chozer, delav chodesh. That's not called bayis chodesh. The Torah only allows, we saw in Source 24, we actually bought a bayis chodesh, right, a brand new house. But it's not called a brand new house. Okay, it fell down, it's not called the same thing. That's against Agamar. Agamar says the sukkah is considered the same one. Here, this Gemara is in Sota, this Mishnah Gemara is saying it's not called the same house. Ho below chidish, ho simul avachilu etzel eno chodav. The garmel akrech biorish. It's not like okay, he's referring to something else, but it didn't add anything to it. It's not the same thing. You mentioned during Seder, but maybe the whole thing you can't really compare, because there it's a matter of a person's feelings about a new, you know. It's, maybe this guy, the happiness or the tension or the depression of Seder, if he didn't get to, you know, live in it, someone else would. That's what's driving, I think you're right, that's what's driving the decision that this guy, you know, same house, just fix it up, so that's not enough to pat him from the home, right? Because he doesn't have that same house. It's a good point. But nevertheless, Zengel sends us there. The other sugi, the sugi in the Darim, about Mem Hamid Bey, he's going over to Mem Vavman Aleph, okay? Two guys get into an argument, and I therefore say to you, I don't want to. Omer, look at the Mishnah there. The Mishnah starts up on the Beis and goes over to Mem Vav Mem Aleph. The part that we want is on Mem Vav Mem Aleph. It says, Omer lechaveru, konei leveis v'shani nichtas. I swear, konei is a language of an oath. I take an oath, an eder. I will never walk into your house. Okay, I'll never walk in. Konei leveis v'shani nichtas. Or shani nichtas is the same thing. I'm not going to go into your house. Okay, that's it. I don't want to sign a word. If I don't want to see you ever again, I'm not going to walk me out. Or so the okay, and so on. Okay. Meanwhile, then the guy died. My adversary died. So why did I go into that house? Oh, Shemachro L'Acher. Or meanwhile, he sold the house to somebody else. Who is a friend of mine? Why did I go into the house? He says, Mutter, yes. Okay, yes, because now it's not his house. Right? I only said, I'm not going to walk into your house. To your house. But if I said konem bayis ze shani nichnas, I didn't say beis cha. I said bayis ze, this here house. Okay, I won't go. Or soda ze, or soda zu. Shani lokiyah meis o shemachol acher. Also, he died or he sold to someone else. I still can't go in. And that's how the Ram, in Masechet Nedarim, you have the Ram printed on the side of the page. Not instead of Rashi, there is a parish there. It's a question whether Rashi really wrote it. So when people study Masechet Nedarim, they study the Ram. It's a Rashi-like parish on the side of the page. And Tosa on the bottom page is a small print. So there is Rashi in the Nedarim. Again, there's some question about the authenticity and whether it was a complete manuscript. So usually when they study Masechet Nedarim, people look in the Ram. So the Ram there on the side of the page of the Nedarim, it happens to be printed on Mem Zayin and Aleph, even though the statement of mission of Mamun Beis. But anyway, so he spells it out. Okay? The question that comes up, that he asks the Omer Chaver again, I'm not going to go into it. He just spells it out. But the third or the fourth Dibra Masal, since I said this house, it doesn't matter, I've now asked the Chetzel, right? It's like a Chaticha Asur, it's like a forbidden piece of meat. Right? I've now declared that this is forbidden, no matter who owns it. I said, I'm never going to walk into this house again. So no good. So meanwhile, he sold the house to somebody else, and he moved there to Israel. So somebody, I can't go into the new owner's house either, because it's this house. Shavi anafshecha, shavi alavei, chatir al-yisur. Hilcha, filo mako l'achar, also, have you dead, dechiecha de bai zeh chomer bai zcha. L'nyan mako l'achar, hachanami bai zcha, chomer bai zeh l'nyan nefila. But what emerges is that there's a bigger chomra when you say bai zeh, as opposed to Beis Cha. When you say Beis Cha, so I'm allowed to, I'm forbidden from entering only as long as what? You own it. But Beis Zeh, more strict, doesn't matter if I own it anymore, I died. Okay, or I sold to someone else. But the Ran says, if you look at the flip side, there's a different Chum in the other direction. The Beis Zeh, Chum Beis Cha, Linyan Mokhar La'achar, Hachanami Beis Cha, Chum Beis Zeh, Linyan Nefila. What if the house falls down? Okay, and now it's rebuilt. So the E.R. base score shani nichnas with no follow no also iconismo. Okay, that the house fell down and now you rebuilt it. Okay, am I allowed to go in? Well, if I said base score, the answer is no. Why? Because it's your house. But if I said by is there, it's not the same house anymore. Right, it was rebuilt. Okay. The Omer Beis Chor, okay, anyway, I don't want to read the rest of it, you can look at it because it's getting late, but the point is, again, what the Beis Engel sends you to, it appears both from the Sugya in Soto about the person who builds a Bayis Chodosh, who is not entitled to go back Baruch HaMacham, okay, because that's not considered a new house, and from the Sugya in the Dharam, again, the Sugya in the Dharam doesn't bring up the case, the Ram does, okay. The Ram does, and it brings a Raya from Yishalmi, but from that case also it appears that the new house does not have the status of the old house, because if he said Bayis Zeh, okay, he would be allowed to go into this person's new house, because it's not considered the same house he was talking about before. So it's a little bit, I don't think the steer, it's a little different from a case in Sukkah. We said that everybody agrees, the Belezer and the Chacham agree, the Shavim, that if the Sukkah fell down and you put it back up, it's considered the same Sukkah. Or even according to Beleza. Again, a machokas, whether it had to be the same wood or not, but fundamentally it's considered the same thing. And these sugya, that's what the Yisrael points out, it's different. Okay? What difference is it? Why is it different? So again, he points out, actually, Actually, he didn't play that. I saw this somewhere else. He didn't have this marmokum, did he? Okay, there's a medrash in Koheles Rabba, Parsha Yud, okay, in the Parsha Kof. So he says, look at this, 29. Rabbi Avol b'shem tefrich chomim chosa. Pasuk, which we know from Kabbalah Shabbos. Asher nishbati v'yapim v'onam u'chosim. Right? We know that's the end of the first paragraph of Kabbalah Shabbos. So from Tillim Parak Tzadiyeh. Right? Asher nishbati v'yapim omar kodesh baruch hu. Ba'api nishbati v'chozvani bi. Even I swore, I'd never come into the El Menuchasim, but I can change it. Im revu al Menuchasim, le Menuchazu einim boim, evo boim hei el Menucha acheres. Im revu al Menuchasim, they're not coming to this Menucha, a Baruch Yisrael, but they'll come into a different, what does it mean? Different time, it'll be different. Rabbi Moshe Mishum and Levi Omer, the Moshe Omer, David Omer, le Melech Shekos al Beno, the king got angry at his son, so he threw his son out of the house, out of his palace. Okay? Benishba Shoyach Nisul if no Palta. He swore he's never gonna let his son. He told all, you know, all his men, all his guards, don't let him back in to the palace. And later on he felt bad that his son. So Melasa, Haisa Benuya Bisasura, Bechazar Ubana Vichnisa. So what did he do? It was a built palace, he tore down that palace, put up a new one. You know, a king can do that, right? And he put up a new one, took it down, put up a new one. Now, Ninsa Machnis Bno, but Kayim Shuoso. Now, he can let his son back in, but he's not breaking his oath. Okay? Not breaking the oath, because he said he can't come into this house. Okay, well, that's not this house anymore. Kachama Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ba'api Yishbazi Wazanabi, Mimona Menuchasi, Menuchazuein Boin, Aboboim Hei Menucha Cheri. That also implies, again, that the third source, the Midrashic source, that the new thing is not like the old thing. So, Rabbi Yosef Engel points to, and this will finish it today, this angle points to, in that Gilan HaShas, he points to a statement of the Maharal of Prague. The Sefer Netzach Yisrael, source 30, is, believe me, I wouldn't have known this, but this angle points to it. He says that the Maharal of Prague, in the Sefer Netzach Yisrael, Parak Lamed Hei, he writes as follows. The ode, he distinguishes between a bias and a sukkah. That's what I want to bring out to finish this up. Habayis kasher nofel nisbatel and yonarishon shohelo. A bias falls down, so whatever was before is gone. Imchose livna who bias chodesh. The lo nikor shehi hakim bias nofel shekvar nisbatel. Rakeilu bona bias chodesh mitchilu. Aval asuka sheino bias who binin gomor kavua. Who bekalas who chose amido lechach im nofel shayach bo hakoma. Who chose in harishon bekalas. Okay, the Maharal said that, I don't know how it's going to stem with all those Gemaras, but he says a sukkah, okay, a sukkah almost, especially today, they have those snap sukkahs and pop-up sukkahs, it's almost like it's made to be taken apart and bought, the same sukkah, okay, a house, you could argue, a house, you could say, well, if I put it down, it's a new entity, okay, again, perhaps like you were saying, not enough of a new entity to generate that simcha in terms of Hilchos, and perhaps I would say in the Dharm, because the language is what's so important in the Dharm. Is it Beischa or Bayezeh? It's not Bayezeh, okay? So anyway, but a sukkah, he says, it's not a fixed. Ubekalas, who chose it, comes down, you put it back up. Many of us have experience, you haven't had it. Some schach fell down, or the walls bent in. So you fix it, no big deal, okay? And the walls bent in your house, you got to call a contractor. Okay, so he says, "Lachach im nafal shavu." Come who chose on the original mekalas. Then he said, "V'chein malchus beis David." So omer lahakoma achad afilas malchus. Right, malchus beis David can be fixed after it came down. That's why it's called sukkas David and ofelas. Arachman yachman sukkas and ofelas. Right, after shon afilas, yesh l'Hashem sukkah. Came in shasukkah. Omer lachakoma so karam ba'od hula kima mekalas. But the point that I want to bring out, it's a nice drasha, you know, we can say that on sukkahs, the benching, or Rabbi Yaakov Olam, that sukkahs are unfold. Sukkahs are unfold is an expression that from the Navi, Navi Amos. Okay, but anyway, the point is that maybe in our Gemara, sukkah, it's definitely considered a continuation of the previous sukkah. Okay, it's definitely a continuation of the previous sukkah, because that's an ancient sukkah. You can take it down, you can put it back up, it's all one entity. Anyway, just I want to end with that point. You know, and as you said, it's a machlokas whether you have to have that kind of saying, and how far we take it. If I build, even with a sukkah, it seems to me, and that's what Tosus and the Ritual and the Rambam would say, even with a sukkah, if I go ahead and build a brand new sukkah at a different place, that's a little harder than again, the way Rashi sees, but the bigger chiddush, to say that too is considered just a replacement. That's what Rashi called the Rosh Hashanah. If it's a replacement, it's a replacement. Whereas the other Rishon would say, no, it's got to be more like the Maral saying, it's got to be something that lends itself to being fixed that way. Okay, we'll stop here. This Mishnah tomorrow morning, I'll give you the papers, the next vlog, the next sugya in the Gemara. That song was written by Sean Kalbach.
Rav Amital, that's how we'd always quote this.